AFI Love Like Winter here on 95.7 The Spin. An Evansville woman is facing several charges after biting a police officer. Out on the street with a friend, they were having some drinks.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the cops were like, hey.
Things went bad.
Things went south. Cops tried to arrest her, so she went right for the forearm.
And just munch.
Yeah.
I hope there was like an noise. You know what I'm talking about?
Crunch.
That's hilarious.
See, another reason I couldn't be a cop. Someone would bite me and I would just go, did she just flirt with me? Is she hitting on me?
I think she likes me.
You think so? Love is love. Hello, Lucky Honey on 95.7 The Spin. Main Skin with Honey here on 95.7 The Spin. Every day has some type of national day to be celebrated, and today is National Sausage Pizza Day.
Yeah, we both were talking that this isn't our day.
Sausage pizza is like no one's favorite.
Nobody's favorite. Well, it's like a nine-year-old kid's favorite, and that's it.
Yeah, a nine-year-old kid who's uncultured and has the taste palate of a nine-year-old kid.
A nine-year-old kid that's just eating pizza that's there.
There's no flavor to the sausage. It just adds texture.
And Papa John's sausage pizza, don't get me started.
It's just like every now and then you'll find a sausage pizza where it's like, okay, I can actually taste that it's not just cheese with cardboard blocks on it. But like nine times out of ten, you order a sausage pizza and I'm going to look at you sideways. Just put some pepperoni on it. It'll be okay.
That's the truth. Why would you pick sausage versus pepperoni?
Sausage has to be like the redheaded stepchild of the pizza family.
I take offense to that. No, I'm just kidding.
You're allowed to.
I'm getting a sausage pizza. I'm taking the sausage off. It's going to be cheese.
Why would you just not get a cheese pizza then?
Because somebody else ordered the sausage.
That's fair. It's Windsor now on 95.7 The Spin. Memory. Limp Bizkit dad vibes here on 95.7 The Spin. Yesterday I was talking to you, Jada, and
we were chatting about Limp Bizkit.
It was more about Taylor Swift.
Okay, fair.
And I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get the appeal. Yada, yada, yada. You know, I'm not a Swiftie.
We got to stay away from the Taylor Swift hate.
I'm not a Swiftie, but I kind of realized the world would be such a great place if we treated Limp Bizkit how we treat Taylor Swift.
Would it be?
Yes, it would be so much fun. Limp Bizkit is just such a fun group.
Limp Bizkit is a fun group, and I feel like they could be like a walking meme.
And like, let's be real, okay?
Okay.
Swiftie, kind of a boring nickname. But if we treated Limp Bizkit this way, Dursties, I'm all about it.
I'm about being a Durstie for sure.
Honestly, if I ever have kids, I'm raising them on nothing but Fred Durst.
And that could be an awesome marketing campaign because Dursty Dursday.
Oh my God, it's writing itself. It writes itself. I just wish we could get people on board with Limp Bizkit.
We just need to go work for Limp Bizkit.
I gotta like flip all the Swifties into Dursties.
Into Dursties.
It's my new goal.
It's Dursty Dursday.
Yeah, actually it is. If I ever become a super villain, I'm going to do something to tap into the minds of Swifties and turn them into massive Limp Bizkit stands.
That'd be a weird world we live in.
Oh, but it'd be so much fun.
We'd have the time of our life.
Giving Limp Bizkit some love. It's Mad Season now on 95.7 The Spin, River of Deceit. The Fratellis with Chelsea Dagger here on 95.7 The Spin. I love this story because there's a tortoise that escaped from a Pennsylvania vet clinic, right? And you're
right.
Like, that's kind of funny. It's a tortoise. How'd he get out?
A little turtle.
Right? And you're like, turtle. They move slow.
They're slow.
It's his third time escaping this vet clinic.
Oh my gosh. He knows how to get out.
I've never heard of a turtle that's seen as a flight risk.
No, that turtle is an escape artist.
I'm just like, I know that they can kind of move faster than people think.
It's like a sneaky turtle.
But, like, how do you let a tortoise escape three times? You'd think after escape number two, they would have something, like, in the notes being like, watch this guy, he runs.
He likes to get out.
I would love to see them put, like, a little leash on him. Just, like, tiny one to fit around his
turtle
tiny little
leash?
Neck. Yep.
I love a turtle. Well, when he goes in his shell, the leash won't work, so you've got to put it around the shell.
Yeah, but I guess. Quit ruining the fun.
I'm just saying.
Adults.